The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 15. How Dr. Faustus desired again of his spirit to know the secrets and pains of hell, and whether those damned devils and their company might ever come into the favour and love of God again. Dr. Faustus was ever pondering with himself how he might get loose from so damnable an end as he had given himself unto, both of soul and body. But his repentance was like to that of Cain and Judas. He thought his sins greater than God could forgive. Hereupon, resting his mind, he looked up to heaven, but saw nothing therein, for his heart was so possessed of the devil that he could think of naught else but of hell and the pains thereof. Wherefore, in all the haste, he calleth unto him his spirit Mephistopheles, desiring him to tell him some more of the secrets of hell, what pains the damned were in, and how they were tormented, and whether the damned souls might get again the favour of God, and so be released out of their torments or not. Whereupon the spirit answered, "My Faustus, thou mayest well leave to question any more of such matters, for they will but disquiet thy mind. I pray thee, what meanest thou? Thinkest thou, through these thy fantasies, to escape us? No, for if thou shouldst climb up to heaven there to hide thyself, yet would I thrust thee down again, for thou art mine. And thou belongst unto our society. Therefore, sweet Faustus, thou wilt repent this thy foolish demand, except thou be content that I shall tell thee nothing." Quoth Faustus, ragingly, "I will know, or I will not live. Wherefore, dispatch and tell me." To whom Mephistopheles answered, "Faustus, it is no trouble unto me at all to tell thee, and therefore, sith thou forcest me thereto, I will tell thee things to the terror of thy soul, if thou wilt abide the hearing. Thou wilt have me to tell thee of the secrets of hell, and of the pains thereof. Know, Faustus, that hell hath many figures, semblances, and names, but it cannot be named nor figured in such sort unto the living that are damned, as it is to those that are dead, and do both see and feel the torments thereof. For hell is said to be deadly, out of the which came never any life again but one, but he is nothing for thee to reckon upon. Hell is bloodthirsty and is never satisfied. Hell is a valley into the which the damned souls fall. For so soon as the soul is out of man's body, it would gladly go to the place from whence it came, and climbeth up above the highest hills, even to the heavens, where being by the angels of the first mobile denied entertainment, in consideration of their evil life spent on the earth, they fall into the deepest pit or valley, which hath no bottom, into a perpetual fire, which shall never be quenched. For like as the flint thrown into the water loseth not his virtue, neither is his fire extinguished, even so the hellish fire is unquenchable. And even as the flint stone in the fire burned red hot and consumeth not, so likewise the damned souls in our hellish fire are ever burning, but their pains never diminishing. Therefore is hell called the everlasting pain, in which is neither hope nor mercy. So it is called utter darkness, in which we see neither the light of the sun, moon, nor star. And were our darkness like the darkness of the night, yet were there hope of mercy. but ours is perpetual darkness, clean exempt from the face of God. Hell hath also a place within it called Chasma, out of the which issueth all manner of thunders, lightnings, with such shriekings and wailings, that oftentimes the very devils themselves stand in fear thereof. For one, while it sendeth forth winds with exceeding snow, hail, and rain, congealing the water into ice, with the which the damned are frozen, gnash their teeth, howl and cry, and yet cannot die. Otherwhiles it sendeth forth most horrible hot mists or fogs with flashing flames of fire and brimstone, wherein the sorrowful souls of the damned lie broiling in their reiterated torments. Yea, Forsters, hell is called a prison, wherein the damned lie continually bound. It is called Pernices, and Exitium, death, destruction, hurtfulness, mischief, a mischance, a pitiful and an evil thing, world without end. We have also with us in hell a ladder, reaching of exceeding height, as though the top of the same would touch the heavens, on which the damned ascend to seek the blessing of God. But through their infidelity, when they are at the very highest degree, they fall down again into their former miseries, complaining of the heat of that unquenchable fire. Yea, sweet Forsters, so must thou understand of hell the while thou art so desirous to know the secrets of our kingdom. And mark, Forsters, hell is the nurse of pain, the heat of all fire, the shadow of heaven and earth, and oblivion of all goodness, the pains unspeakable, the griefs unremovable, the dwelling of devils, dragons, serpents, adders, toads, crocodiles, and all manner of venomous and noisome creatures. The puddle of sin, the stinking fog, ascending from the Stygian lake, brimstone pitch, and all manner of unclean metals, the perpetual and unquenchable fire, the end of those miseries was never purposed by God. Yea, yea, Forsters, thou sayest, I shall, I must. Nay, I will tell thee the secrets of our kingdom, for thou buyest it clearly, and thou must and shalt be partaker of our torments, that, as the Lord God said, never shall cease. For hell, the woman's belly, and the earth are never satisfied. There shalt thou abide. Horrible torments, trembling, gnashing of teeth, howling, crying, burning, freezing, melting, swimming in a labyrinth of miseries, scalding, smoking in thine eyes, stinking in thy nose, hoarseness of thy speech, deafness of thine ears, trembling of thine hands, biting thine own tongue with pain, thy heart crushed as in a press, thy bones broken, the devils tossing firebrands upon them, yea, thy whole carcass tossed upon muck-forks from one devil to another. Yea, Forsters, then wilt thou wish for death, and he will fly from thee. Thine unspeakable torment shall be every day augmented more and more, for the greater the sin, the greater is the punishment. How likest thou this, my Forsters? A resolution answerable to thy request. Lastly, thou wilt have me tell thee that which belongeth only to God, which is, if it be possible, for the damned to come again into the favour of God or not. Why, Faustus, thou knowest that this is against thy promise. For what shouldst thou desire to know that, having already given thy soul to the devil, to have the pleasure of the world, and know the secrets of hell, therefore art thou damned? And how canst thou then come again to the favour of God? Wherefore I directly answer, no. For whomsoever God hath forsaken and thrown into hell must there abide his wrath and indignation in that unquenchable fire, where is no hope nor mercy to be looked for, but abiding in perpetual pain's world without end. For even as much it availeth thee, Faustus, to hope for the favour of God again, as Lucifer himself, who indeed, although he and we all have a hope, yet it is to small avail, and taketh none effect. For out of that place God will neither hear crying nor sighing. If he do, thou shalt have as little remorse as Dives, Cain, or Judas had. What helpeth the emperor, king, duke, prince, earl, baron, lord, knight, squire, or gentleman to cry for mercy being there? Nothing. For if on earth they would not be tyrants and self-willed, rich with covetousness, proud with pomp, gluttons, drunkards, whoremasters, backbiters, robbers, murderers, blasphemers, and such like, then were there some hope to be looked for. Therefore, my Faustus, as thou comest to hell with these qualities, thou mayest say with Cain, my sins are greater than can be forgiven. Go hang thyself with Judas. And lastly, be content to suffer torments with Dives. Therefore know, Faustus, that the damned have neither end nor time appointed in the which they may hope to be released. For if there were any such hope that they, by throwing one drop of water out of the sea in a day until it were dry, or if there were an heap of sand as high as from the earth to the heavens, that a bird carrying away but one corn in a day, at the end of this so long labour, that yet they might hope at the last God would have mercy on them, they would be comforted. But now there is no hope that God once thinks upon them, or that their howling shall ever be heard. Yea, so impossible it is for thee to hide thyself from God, as impossible for thee to remove the mountains, or to empty the sea, or to tell the drops of rain that have fallen from heaven unto this day, or to tell what there is most in the world, yea, and for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, even so impossible it is for thee, Faustus, and the rest of the damned, to come again into the favour of God. And thus, Faustus, hast thou heard my last sentence, and I pray thee, how dost thou like it? But know this, that I counsel thee to let me be unmolested hereafter with such disputations, or else I will vex thee every limb to thy small contentment. Dr. Faustus departed from his spirit, very pensive and sorrowful, laying him on his bed altogether doubtful of the grace and favour of God, wherefore he fell into fantastical cogitations. Fain he would have had his soul at liberty again, but the devil had so blinded him and taken such deep root in his heart that he could never think to crave God's mercy. Or if by chance he had any good motion, straightways the devil would thrust in a fair lady into his chamber, which fell to kissing and dalliance with him, through which means he threw his godly motion in the wind, going forward still in his wicked practices, to the utter ruin both of his body and soul. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text. and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.